in Kyiv Sunday, the 60th day since Russia invaded its neighbor. Zelensky, Antony Blinken, and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to offer meaningful help and not just presents or some kind of cakes. The White House has declined to comment on the visit. The meeting was set to take place as Ukrainians and Russians observed Orthodox Easter. Nearly 2 months into the Russian-Ukraine war, the Kremlin has taken extraordinary steps to blunt an economic counteroffensive from the West. While Russia can claim some symbolic victories, most notably a recovery in the ruble, the full impact of Western sanctions is starting to be felt in very real ways. Russia's economy is facing the worst inflation in 7 years. Unemployment is growing. Companies have shut down operations, and the country is in danger of defaulting on its debt. And economists say the full effects of the sanctions have yet to be seen. A bomb blast by Somalia's Islamic extremist rebels hit a popular seaside restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 6 people. And that's according to ambulance service officials. The explosion was detonated by a suicide bomber who had been denied access into the restaurant while the Somali police commissioner and several lawmakers were having dinner. The explosion occurred Friday evening when many patrons gathered for a meal to break the Ramadan fast. The restaurant is frequented by government officials. Those killed were mostly civilians, and 7 other people were wounded as well. This is VOA News. It's crunch time for voters in France as centrist incumbent President Emmanuel Macron is meeting far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen. The national rally at the ballot box for Sunday's final presidential vote, with foreign policy an issue as war ravages Europe's east, along with worries over inflation in one of the world's biggest economies. The stakes could not be higher. They have been opposing views on support for Ukraine, France's role in the EU and NATO, renewable energy, and Muslim headscarves. Cuba and the United States have now taken a tentative step toward thawing relations and resuming joint efforts to address irregular migration. That's according to a senior Cuban official who spoke to the Associated Press following the highest-level talks between the two countries in 4 years. The Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Cosío says that there were no major breakthroughs, but the mere fact that the U.S. was holding substantive talks was a sign relations might be looking better under President Joe Biden after going into deep freeze under his predecessor. China is promoting coal-fired power as the ruling Communist Party tries to revive a sluggish economy, prompting warnings that Beijing is setting back efforts to cut climate-changing carbon emissions from the biggest global source. News reports say the official plans for boosting coal production capacity by 300 million tons this year, that is equal to 7% of last year's output of 4.1 billion tons. China is one of the biggest investors in wind and solar, but jittery leaders called for more coal-fired power after economic growth plunged and shortages caused blackouts and factory shutdowns. Russia's attack on Ukraine added to anxiety that foreign oil and coal supplies might be disrupted as well. And recapping our top story, Russian forces called in an airstrike on the besieged steel factory in the southern city of Mariupol to try to dislodge the last Ukrainian troops holding out in the strategic port. All the while, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that he is meeting with top U.S. officials, that's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's on VOA 1.
You say you know me well, but these days I don't even know myself, no. I always thought I'd be with someone else. I thought I would own the way I felt, yeah.